Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Leg kick and the pitch. And Springer drills this deep to left center field. Long run for Bourne. Looking up. See you later. A walk-off home run for George Springer. Off the community leader's side. And the Astros win it at 11. 5-4.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros with another extra inning game and another extra inning win last night against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And you look at that game yesterday, and obviously the ninth inning was unfortunate, but the way your team was able to bounce back, and we've started to see that from this team now.
Yeah, there's some resiliency here, and it's good to see, especially after a punch in the gut. You know, you have a three-run lead going into the ninth. We all expect to win. Didn't go our way, and then we walk out of there with an emotional win where everybody feels as good as they possibly can with a walk-off homer. So it was an emotional win after a punch in the gut, and something that we needed because we feel like we had outplayed them this series, but also that in that game to where we should have won that game.
And you look at the bullpen, and Gregerson was working for the fourth time in five games. And you look back and you think back to the game before in Arizona where you had to use him because the game got close. And, you know, all these things kind of factor in and affect games going forward.
Yeah, they're linked together. And you know, generally I don't like to use guys 4 out of 5 days. You know, looking back, with a three-run lead, I felt comfortable that he could get his outs and get out of there. And he would feel good about it. I would feel good about it in hindsight. You know, it doesn't feel good at all for either one of us, but all's well that ends well. You know, his teammates picked him up, and you know, when you use guys in games that it does affect the availability the next couple of days. He'll be down for a day or two, but we've got a deep enough pen to absorb that, and you know, other guys will have to get the outs.
Evan Gattis got a chance to catch for a second straight day and wound up hitting a big home run. How do you feel his transition has gone, getting more acclimated to catching?
Yeah, I think it's complete. I mean, now he's just a normal catcher, and he's done just about everything. I think he's caught every pitcher after today when he catches Keuchel. Castro's under the weather, and Gattis continues to get the innings. And, you know, he does a good job back there. We win when he catches. He's into it. He hits better when he catches. There's a concentration that he brings and a presence that he brings, and I've been proud of the way that he's handled the pitching staff.
And with Gattis getting a chance to catch Keuchel for the first time, obviously Keuchel is a guy who relies so much on precision. How do you go through that when a guy like Gattis, who was out of catching for a year, is starting to catch some of these guys for the first time, especially the starters?
Yeah, it starts with communication. I mean, they'll get together and talk about the game plan and what Dallas likes. You know, in spring, we make the pitchers stand in front of the catchers and talk about what they like, where they like the target, where they like their body, do they go to the what kind of movement they like back there, low target, high target, things like that. So Dallas will make sure that Gattis knows, you know, the look that he likes behind the plate. Having Gattis back there the last couple of games, he'll have a good game plan against this lineup, and they should work seamlessly together.
Carlos Gomez playing his second game back after coming off the disabled list and impacting the game defensively with a leaping catch out in deep left center field against the wall, and also picking up an outfield assist, just kind of shows what he can bring to the table.
Yeah, it's nice to see him contribute, you know, and there'll be a battle every day on whether to play Jake or whether to play Gomez. Jake's a little banged up. He's played quite a bit recently. So I went with Gomez today and trying to keep him active and contributing. A good base hit yesterday. He had a ball to the wall with runners on first and second. Right. He did have the outfield assist. He ran and got that ball off the wall in a leaping catch. So there's multiple ways, big stolen base. There's ways for him to contribute, you know, without the bat. But we need to get his bat going in order for us to have a complete offense.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Alan Ashby often talks about the great pitchers he had the privilege of catching, but he seldom brags about his exploits with the bat. No, he was not among the greatest hitters in Astros history, but he did help win more than a few games with his stick. Take the game of June 2nd, 1982, for example. In this one, he caught Nolan Ryan. Nolan went 7 innings and gave up 2 runs and left leading 6-2. Certainly not his best game. But he got a little help from his battery mate. Alan Ashby hit a 2-run double in the second at Olympic Stadium. Then he hit a 2-run homer in the sixth. Give the Astros Astros a comfortable 6-2 lead. After winning the division in 1980 and the second half of the strike-torn season in 81, the Astros fell back to fifth in 1982. Ryan went 16-12, partly because of his catcher, Alan Ashby.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
And the Astros have said this. They see Feliz as a starter long term. When you think about the rest of this season, he could be perhaps a starter. He could be a late inning guy. 3-2, swing and a miss. See you later, Paul Goldschmidt. Fastball down and in. Third strikeout for Feliz.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I've got relief pitcher Michael Feliz, who for about the last 6 weeks has been on a great run. Can you explain to me a little bit about the difference in how you feel? Because the velocity is higher and the breaking pitch looks better. It all looks great, Michael.
I mean, you know, I just need to get confident and throw it and believe in my stuff. You know, you guys know I have a good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been working in my secondary pitch for protect my fastball. And hopefully my fastball look a lot of fast right now.
Yeah.
And I something like I have it from a couple years ago.
Does it surprise you that your velocity is as high as it is right now?
0-2 to Drury. Swing and a miss. See you later, Brandon Drury. He just blew a fastball by him.
A lot of hair on it when it's upstairs. That went at 96 miles per hour from Feliz. You've seen the confidence grow with each and every outing.
Early in the year, maybe 91, 92. Now we've seen 98. And it just looks like you're very confident.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like a little surprised because, mm-hmm. I mean, when I started the year, it was 91, 92. Now I can see my fastball sometime 98.
Yeah.
Captain 99,
yeah.
But it's something like I have it from last year, and I just need confidence with Major League Baseball and do like I'm doing right now.
Do you feel like you're more confident because you're doing well?
Yeah, I feel like really more confident. Like when I'm doing well, you feel confident and you believe in yourself.
Talking with Michael Feliz. Michael, you told me maybe a month ago that you finally got to the point with your slider that you're throwing it as hard as you can. And then everything came into place because you started getting the slider down in the zone and it started breaking sharper. Is that the biggest key for you?
Yeah, this is the big key for me. And just grab the slider and throw the hard I can and trying to look like fastball.
And it seems like when the team gets to extra innings, you're the guy.
10th inning at Minute Maid Park. Astros and Diamondbacks are tied at 4, and Michael Feliz is the new pitcher for the Astros.
And as soon as you come into the game, you shut the door, and they score runs, and you get the win.
Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider. Inning over. Six up, six down for Feliz in his two innings. On to the bottom of the 11th. Astros 4, Diamondbacks 4.
yeah. It's happened 4 times, I guess. But, I mean, I'm so happy because they gave me the opportunity in that situation, and then I can do my job in that situation.
That's Michael Feliz. Michael, thanks for joining us, and keep throwing gas.
Thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.